Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So glad you guys are joining Olivia and I today. We're talking a little bit about a lot of different things. We started off with this quiz, Olivia. So I hope everyone goes and checks it out and see where they fall on
as a traveler.
Yeah. And you know, you may surprise yourself.
You may think you're an adventurer, but
you're not so much an adventurer. you're the one who wants to just kind of kick back and be laid back like me. That would definitely be me. But we'll post that on the website so people can check it out and take the quiz themselves. But, you know, the Kindness Rocks Project, too. We talked with Megan. You know, so you guys, if you missed that, you definitely want to go and check out on our website. We will have that posted a little bit later because you definitely want to participate in that. It's a great way to spread kindness around your city, state, as well as the world.
It is a great way, and another great way to be inspired is through quarters that are just hanging out in your pocket.
Quarters are hanging out in your pocket. You know, I think now, you know, because of the quarters, the State Quarters Project is a little bit in the past now, so it's not as talked about as much, but they're still great inspiration, as you just mentioned, and it's not that hard to find all of the 50 states now.
No, it's not, and I think it's just a great way to kind of, you know, why did they choose this particular image or monument to represent their state.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of consideration was put into that. I mean, each state, you know, had someone look very closely at the design, and they chose things that really do relate to the state or what the state feels are important landmarks or people as well in their state. So what state do we have today?
We're going up the West Coast, now in Oregon.
I like Oregon.
Yes, I've heard you talk about Oregon before, so I'm intrigued. And this quarter was released in 2005, engraved by Donna Weaver, and it features a portion of Crater Lake, which is the deepest lake in the United States. And this view comes from the southwestern rim and incorporates the sites of Wizard Island and Watchman and Hillman Peak. So it might be a cool photo opportunity to, like, hold the quarter up. And you're looking at that exact view.
Yeah, that would be a good one. That would definitely be a good one. But that really sounds like a really great expedition to kind of go on. I mean, it sounds like it may be kind of a day's kind of hike
Yes.
or something to it. So can we visit there?
You can visit. And Crater Lake has a really fascinating history. It was formed more than 7,000 years ago by the collapse of Mount Mazama. And it has a depth of 1,949 feet, making
Wow.
it the seventh deepest lake in the world, and it may be the clearest lake in the world because it holds the record for clarity depth at 134 feet.
Now, that's fascinating. I would say that you want to see Crater Lake just because of that. I mean, for something to be that deep and the water that clear, that would really be one of those kind of once-in-a-lifetime kind of things that you
right.
want to, if you are that check-off-the-list type person, you definitely want to put that one on your list and check that out.
That's what makes it really unique, is its clarity comes from the fact that it's isolated from streams and rivers. So it's just this deep crater
mm-hmm.
all on its own. And it is the lake itself is not very accessible. You know, there's only one area that you can access it by, but
mm-hmm.
you can drive around the Crater Lake National Park on Rim Drive, which is a 33-mile scenic drive along the lake's rim. If you want to drive the whole thing uninterrupted, you'll have to go in clockwise direction because it does become a one-way road at some points.
But you can visit by foot, though, right? You can walk?
Yes, you
mm-hmm.
can.
There's, so you can do that hike?
Yeah, there are several trails and hiking opportunities, bikes as well. And you can also visit Wizard Island. The access point is at the end of one trail. So if you want to go to the island, you have to keep in mind that the trail that takes you to it is pretty strenuous.
Mm-hmm.
The website has kind of a list of how easy or difficult the trails are, and the one leading to Wizard Island is sort of difficult. But what you'll get on a boat, and it'll take you around the island. You can get out and walk around a bit. It's actually a volcanic cinder cone that forms the island.
Well, you know, I like the point that you bring up, though, about, I just want to touch on that, about just how strenuous the hike may be. So you definitely want to pay attention to that. So you don't want to kind of overestimate that you can actually do something if you can't. And, you know, sometimes, too, you can actually maybe plan ahead of time, maybe 6 months out, if you know that you're going to go there, and start getting in shape as well.
There you go.
So you can do that, too.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But you can also, it's a beautiful area. You can take some of the easier trails. One example of an easier trail is the Castle Crest Wildflower Garden Trail. So it's perfect in summertime to see beautiful wildflowers in a meadow, you know, right near this amazing, you know, natural wonder.
Yeah, that would be, well, I love the wildflowers. It's always neat to see them and see the butterflies and other things that, you know, come around when the wildflowers are in bloom.
Yes.
But now Oregon is, you know, has a lot of different things that you can see and do as well.
Yeah, one option is the Columbia River Gorge in Hood River. It's a scenic, national scenic area. It's recognized for it, and it protects the canyon where the Columbia River cuts through the Cascade Mountains with cliffs and overlooks that you can see into Washington State, as well as Oregon's own mountains and waterfalls. So it's a really beautiful area. And you can go along the scenic Pacific Crest Trail, hiking or driving. You can see massive rock formations, and you can also go on rafting adventures through the river. So there's a lot of opportunities in that one site.
Well, there are a lot of things that you can do there, and I've actually gone and seen some of those waterfalls, and they're just fantastic to really kind of stand on, near the kind of the bottom of them and just see it. It's just fascinating. So that's another one that you definitely want to put on your list to check out some of them.
Yes, and if you are a horror movie fan, you can visit the Timberland Lodge, which was used for the exterior shots over the Overlook Hotel in The Shining. There's not actually a maze there, and they didn't film inside of the lodge, but that those are just the opening shots at the beginning of the movie. Very iconic. That's where they filmed it.
And you don't have to be worried. It's not really haunted.
Right.
It's okay to visit. Absolutely. So what else do we have? Because there are still some more things I would think that you can do. I mean, when you go to Portland, I love going to the Japanese Garden. I've actually done that before. It's great for meditating. If you want to just go and just kind of sit back and just kind of relax and take everything in. It's over a little over 9 acres of traditional Japanese gardens that they also have events and things that take place there. I actually went to a tea ceremony there, so you can even do that. You can certainly check out their website and see what they have going on during the time that you would be visiting.
Right. Lots of events centered around Japanese culture. One coming up is Obon, the annual Japanese festival that celebrates family ties and remembers those that have gone before. So that's a great opportunity for bringing the family along. And the Japanese Garden is just one feature inside of Washington Park in Portland. It's a large public park that has the Japanese Garden, but also a zoo, a forestry museum, a children's museum, Rose Garden, and several memorials all throughout.
And the Rose Garden is one of those things, too, that you don't want to miss. I mean, there are all types of species of roses, or different kinds of roses, I guess you'd call it, that are there in that Rose Garden. And it's beautiful when they're all in bloom. I mean, the pinks, the oranges, the fuchsias, just all the different colors. Really, really is a beautiful sight to see, just to walk around and look at them and take lots of pictures as well.
Absolutely. And you mentioned waterfalls. One that you got to see is Multnomah Falls along the historic Columbia River Highway. So you know you'll see a lot of scenic things along that route. That's why it's an historic highway. But this is the most visited recreation site in the Pacific Northwest. And you can go on a bridge that overlooks the falls. And from that bridge, you can go on several walking, hiking trails through the area as well. But these falls are really beautiful. And the bridge itself is really beautiful, too. It's a nice bluish color.
Mm-hmm. I've been to that one as well. So you definitely want to check it out, because that one is just, I mean, it's fantastic. One little caution about that, though, is that go early because it gets packed. I mean, everyone knows that that is definitely the fall that you want to check out. So people are coming to see it, and it can be quite a bit of a traffic jam and hard to find a parking spot there. So definitely plan to go early. Definitely.
Yes. It'll pay off, I think.
It will definitely pay off. Well, all of these things will pay off. I mean, for those people who like to do a list, or even if you're not like the list checkoff person, you know, you hear these things. We hope that you're jotting them down and having, you know, some thought about maybe future trips to some of the places that we talk about, because they're all great. And if a quarter inspired you, I say even a better reason to go. You can tell people that. I came because of a quarter.
There's a conversation starter. We talked about talking to people in different places. I came here because of a quarter. Why are you here?
Right. Why are you here? And then you can go on to talk about the quarter miles that always comes in the fourth quarter of our show as well, the last part of the show. So this does bring us down to the end of this show. Again, we thank you guys so much for joining us and coming along on all of our destinations and listening to our tips and things like that. We love sharing it with you. So we hope that we are inspiring you to get off of that sofa and get out there and have a little bit of fun traveling around the world. So thanks so much for joining us today on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. The show today has been brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Another great place, Olivia, for you to go for a great vacation. Go to the beach.
My favorite place.
My favorite place. So thank you guys for joining us today. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.